watch that body go. It's electric, 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 electric. You're so electric, 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 electric.
Today's off to a lovely start. It's time for CHFI News.
Prime Minister Mark Carney in Toronto today for an announcement on Canada's defense and security priorities. Defense ministers from NATO countries met last week in Brussels to discuss raising member spending targets on defense to as much as 5% of GDP. Canada has never met NATO's existing 2% target. No injuries reported after a two-alarm fire involving at least three homes in the Beaches. It broke out at a home on Wheeler Avenue north of Queen just after 10 last night. Electrical wires on the outside of the home catching fire, spreading into the basement while smoke filled at least two other nearby homes. DHL Express Canada saying a strike and lockout that kicked off on Sunday at midnight won't dramatically affect its parcel delivery service. The carrier says it has a contingency plan. The union representing more than 2,000 DHL employees says that plan means hiring replacement workers. The work stoppage adding to the labor turmoil in the parcel market as Canada Post remains at odds with 55,000 workers who are taking part in an overtime ban. In sports, the Stanley Cup final shifts to the Sunshine State tonight. The Oilers heading to Florida for Game 3 against the Panthers, with the series tied at one apiece, puck drop at 8 o'clock, and the Blue Jays in St. Louis to face off with the Cardinals, first pitch at 7:45. CHFI weather, mainly cloudy today with showers this morning, ending late this afternoon. A risk of thunderstorms in the mix as well. Today's high of 20, feeling like 25. Tonight, partly cloudy with possible showers overnight and a low of 15. Tuesday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 21. I'm Scott Burnett.
It's CHFI traffic. I'm Brandon DuPont. Started to see delays along the eastbound 401 going through the Mississauga corridor. So if you're in the collectors, you'll definitely feel it from Mavis to here, Ontario, in the collectors. Then at the 410 in the express got lane realignment. So therefore that construction and bogging drivers down from about here, Ontario, in the express. And then as well, further volume from South Pearson to east of the 400, both express and collectors. And then as well, just at Keele in the collectors.
You're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever needed. Yeah. So tell me what to do now. 'Cause I want you back.
98.1 CHFI.
CHFI.
Do you know what the O stands for in 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock? Whenever you say o'clock, do you know what the O actually stands for?
It stands for something? I just thought it was like a placeholder, well, like a filler. It just helps it roll off your tongue. Instead of like 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, it just helps it.
It's true. It sounds a little musical when you do it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't say I've ever really questioned it. I've just done it whole life.
Is it the O is... Oh, crap, I'm late. Is that what it stands for? Because that would apply to me. It was invented by Indians.
You know what?
Indian Standard Time.
You're right.
Oh, crap.
Oh, yeah.
Is it O-M-G? Oh. I'm going to be late? No?
It's 7 O-M-G, I'm going to be late?
I'm pretty sure it's, oh, Black Betty. Blah, 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 oh, Black.
Black Belly? That's what you think they're saying?
Black Betty.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's not what they're saying.
Oh, dear.
We have other issues. It's not just the O in 7 o'clock. No, so what it actually stands for is it's a contraction of the phrase... of the clock. So you're saying
of the clock?
7 of the clock, 8 of the clock, 9 of the clock. It just rolls off the tongue.
I think my explanations are way better, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, of the clock? Why are you so formal, guy?
Look, Gen Z is bringing back everything from the 90s, and they're just like, they're making it their
own. They're rebranding it and calling it their own.
So why can't we just bring this back? Why can't we just start a trend of where we're not saying it's 7 o'clock? We're like, good morning, it's 7 of the clock.
You're sort of selling it to the wrong audience. I'm all about contracting things. In fact, it was probably like... old school me, some reincarnated version of me 800 years ago that probably shortened it to O.
You're probably right.
Yes,
you're probably
right. It was my ancestors that did it. That's why I am the way I am.
You're not about to start lengthening your sentences.
No.
I get it. But, like, can you use this in any other way or for any other words? Like, I'm trying to think of what else has an O in it where you'd go of the.
Well, I mean, there's lots of Irish people who are like something O blank. Mm. You know, John of the O'Neill.
All I'm thinking right now is, like, Halloween, because I'm trying to think of like an O. I don't know why, but I'm thinking like Hal of the Ween.
But that's not one word. It's not Hal space O.
I'm trying.
Apostrophe space
I'm
Ween.
I'm trying to incorporate of the. You try. Go.
Oh, dear.
Of the deer.
No.
98.1 CHFI, Toronto.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear, it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
Yeah.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Brandon DePont, and this report is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Again, now looking at volume here across your major highway routes, westbound 401 west of Brock Street to approaching Salem, slow for sure, and then long-term construction from west of Yonge to approaching the Allen and the Express got the right lane blocked, and this causing a hefty delay from Ward and alternately in the Express and Collectors. Save up to 50% on select summer must-haves during the summer Big Red Sale at Canadian Tire. Only until June 12th, conditions and exclusions apply.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public.
Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5. But we might do it only so you can win free cash.
I can't believe it's real!
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh my God! Thank you! Thank you!
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way!
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
It's Employment Law Q&A with 98.1 CHFI and Canada's leading employment lawyer, Howard Levitt at levittlawyers.com.
Howard, true or false? As an employer, should I lowball the initial severance to get a better deal?
False. If you offer too little as an employer, you're bound to be sued. And once you start moving up, the employee thinks the sky will be the limit.
If an employee's conduct gives rise to a reason for discharge, I have to move fast.
True. If you wait too long, the court will no longer allow you to rely on the cause that you have. You have to move quickly when you have cause to fire them.
Before I discipline or move to terminate an employee, I better have all of my facts together.
True. You have to do your homework. Get the employee side of the story and ensure your case is ironclad.
To contact Howard, visit levittlawyers.com. That's levittlawyers.com.
Employment Law Q&A from Howard Levitt at 98.1 CHFI.
439-0000-PIZZA-NOVA. Bring family and friends together for an exceptional experience with our party-sized pizza. Order today and share the love.
439-0000-PIZZA-NOVA.
Okay, yeah, the hybrid would help with pain, but for sleep, I go with the Pure Indica.
Business at Jalen's Pharmacy is flying high.
Okay, we need a restock on your Maui Young. Wait, are we out of the far out fudge too?
He needs another pharmacist passionate about this budding industry.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's summer, or as they like to call it at Canada's Wonderland, refreshment season. That's why for a limited time, you can get free Coca-Cola drinks with select tickets and passes. Stay refreshed with free drinks all day long. Free drinks after you win a big stuffed teddy bear, free drinks at French Fry O'Clock, and even free drinks while you watch your friends ride that ride you're too scared to ride. Buy a ticket or season pass at sixflags.com/summeroffer through July 10. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2025, The Coca-Cola Company.
It's late Friday night and orders are coming in. Thankfully, with Saturday business pickup and delivery with UPS, packages get moving on the weekend, so I'm ready for the next order. I love it when a company works on my schedule. UPS Saturday pickup and delivery is just what my business needs.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Ra 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 ma ra ma ma ga ga ooh la la, what you about romance?
Touch of your head.
Pooja and Gurdeep.
On 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, I have a real question for you. When is a nap not a nap? Like, is there a dividing line for a nap and then it becomes sleep? Is it just day versus night? Is it about length?
Are you asking for a friend or are you asking for yourself?
I'm asking for me because napping is a big part of my routine and I do not set a limit on my naps. Like I will just nap as long as my body organically allows me to nap. Sometimes it's 45 minutes. Sometimes it's an hour and a half. On my really tired days, I can nap for about 2.5 hours.
That's not a nap.
That's a nap.
No, that is not. You're just sleeping.
See, I disagree. If it's in the afternoon, it's a nap. If it's at night,
no,
it's sleeping.
No, first of all, time of day has nothing to do with it.
It absolutely does.
You're actually just sleeping. It just means that, and I bet you that as a result, it messes up your sleep at night.
No, it's because the reason I'm able to sleep that much at night, in the afternoon, is because I get such poor sleep at night on this shift that my body needs it. So that's actually how I recover.
I don't think that's how it works. I don't think if you only get like 5 hours of sleep overnight and then you make it up with 2 hours in the afternoon now you got 9 hours and you're good.
No, what, did you say 5 and 2?
Sorry, 7.
Oh, wow. The math ain't math.
I need to
as
be napping more, clear.
Yeah, agreed. Like 7 hours of sleep in one chunk is better than 5 plus 2, but given that I only get 5 a night, I am going to take that sweet 2 in the afternoon.
But you're missing all the benefits of like a power nap. So power naps are like 15
naps are
to 20 minutes.
No. Power naps are a fraudulent concept.
No.
Yes,
first of all, you are very fired up about this.
Yes.
I think you need a nap.
I would love one.
No, but if you took a 15 to 20 minute nap, you would experience the benefits because it's like a cat nap. You know, cats throughout the day, they take a bunch of short naps. It's for a reason.
You're not a cat. I'm not a cat.
It's to keep them
Karma
agile
is a cat.
And alert.
We are human.
And the same thing happens with humans.
Here's the problem with the 20 minute nap. We're not robots. You can't flick us. We're not robots yet. Once we can flick a switch in our back and be asleep, sure. 20 minutes, program it, set the alarm. If I'm trying to take a nap, I don't know when to set the alarm for. Sure. 20 minutes, program it, set the alarm. If I'm trying to take a nap, I don't know when to set the alarm for. If you're telling me 20 minutes is the ideal window, because sometimes I can fall asleep right away. Sometimes it takes 10 minutes. Sometimes it takes half an hour. I've tried setting a 20 minute alarm. Guess what? I've been up that whole 20 minutes.
Well, you don't even know that you might still be getting benefits. Haven't you ever been on a couch and you're watching your favorite show and you just fall asleep because, you know, you're tired, whatever. And you wake up and maybe only 20 minutes, 30 minutes went by and now you don't feel the need to go back to sleep. Now you're up and you're just going to continue with your day.
No, I wake up angry because I missed the rest of Family Guy. How long is a nap? When does a nap not become a nap anymore? Is there a limit? There is a town. I'm going to finish on this. There's a town in Spain called Ador, which still practices daily siesta. They shut down for 3 hours, 2 to 5 p.m., so people can siesta 3 hours.
I don't think they're napping the whole time.
If you have a thought, drop us a text. 981-981.
98.1 CHFI, Toronto.
You're beautiful, and that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change, and though my love is great, and though my love is true, even after all these years, and it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way, yeah, 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 and though my love is
for a CHFI news update.
Canadian Armed Forces were deployed over the weekend to help evacuate a northwestern Ontario First Nation threatened by wildfires. The Red Lake 12 wildfire near Deer Lake First Nation is listed as out of control and has grown to more than 1,500 square kilometers in size. That fire about 6 kilometers from the Sandy Lake First Nation. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Los Angeles on Sunday to rally against President Donald Trump's deployment of the National Guard. The demonstrations looking to call attention to the ongoing arrests of immigrants in that country. Yesterday, demonstrators blocked a freeway entrance, set self-driving cars on fire, and threw objects like concrete and electric scooters at law enforcement officers and vehicles. The live-action Lilo and Stitch topping the box office for a third straight weekend, adding another $32 million in the U.S. and Canada. Second place going to the John Wick spinoff at Ballerina, while Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning slid to third place. Karate Kid Legends and Final Destination Bloodlines rounding out the top five. In sports, the Stanley Cup Final shifts to the Sunshine State tonight. The Oilers heading to Florida for Game 3 against the Panthers, with the series tied at one apiece, puck drop at 8 o'clock, and the Blue Jays in St. Louis to face off with the Cardinals, first pitch at 7:45. CHFI weather mainly cloudy today with showers this morning, ending late this afternoon. A risk of thunderstorms in the mix as well. Today's high of 20, feeling like 25. Tonight, partly cloudy with possible showers overnight and a low of 15. Tuesday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 21. I'm Scott Burnett.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Brandon DePon. If you're traveling right now, eastbound Gardner, long-term construction from Dufferin to Strawn will have you bogged down from approaching Humber Bridge. Elsewhere along the southbound 410, busy from approaching Sandwood to Queen as well. Along the ramp to the eastbound 401, left lane blocked for road work. So therefore, that is a significant delay from Courtney Park. And lastly, on the westbound Gardner, Strawn to Dufferin, long-term construction as well. Here, this causing a slowdown starting from approaching Spadina.
It was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night. And I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh I found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell ya, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up and I'm thinking I just might lose it all.
you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Here's another feel-good moment
with Pooja and Gurdeep.
If you are single and ready to mingle, it turns out there are four distinct types of daters. This is according to research.
Gotta put everything into categories. Five love languages, four types of daters. You don't know me. I don't fit into one of your convenient little boxes.
I think you'd be surprised because these are what the four are, and you tell me which one you think you are, okay?
Okay, you can play along at home here. Which type of dater is this?
Yes.
Dating type? Okay.
Yeah. So are you a professional, a loner, a heartbreaker, or carefree?
Okay, I'm not a heartbreaker. I think I like to handle things with tact. Mm. Not a professional. What does that mean? You're getting paid?
I think, if you're going on a lot of dates, one could convince themselves that they're a professional at it.
I think that's illegal in 48 states. Carefree, I'd like to think so, but I think I care too much.
Mm.
I think if I had to pick one of these, I think I'm the loner. I don't know what it means yet.
What?
No, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that means like I like to go on dates, but then also when I'm not on dates, I just like my alone time. Like I spend a crazy amount of time by myself, and I like that.
Okay.
I might be misinterpreting that, but I'm going to go loner. Final answer.
Oh, wow, loner. Are you going to put that on your dating profile? You'd be like, Pretty Palawalia, single, ready to mingle, loner.
How close was I? What do these actually mean?
The loner is a go with the flow attitude type of person.
Sounds like me.
Love for life's adventures, and they're going to keep you curious and open-minded, but they do just like to have some alone time. That's it.
I think that described me pretty well.
Yeah, that's actually not bad. Professional, no, you don't get paid. Oh. It's that you're just somebody who's dedicated to your career, and you have very little time for relationships, so everything has to sort of happen around your schedule. So you can still have one.
Okay, I'm switching to that one. That sounds good.
That one's
good.
You? Okay.
That one's me.
Heartbreaker, you're just the no strings attached type of person, which, you know, you're saying is not really you. Hold on, wait a minute. And carefree. Is that you appreciate quiet, reflective time, which is also you.
Some of these have elements of the other ones in them. This is like love languages where it's like you don't pick, you know, there's like shades of each one. It's not like, you know, you're all putting all your eggs in one bucket here. You're a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Humans are complex. This is why it's hard to put labels on things.
I feel like we need a fifth category here, the abbreviator, which is you. Not only do you abbreviate the English language, but you abbreviate relationships too. You're like, just need to be short and sweet.
2 years? How about two dates?
98.1
CHFI.
CHFI traffic. I'm Brandon DePonte. Support brought to you by Specsavers. Right now, just seeing delays getting into and out of the downtown core in Toronto. Eastbound Gardner, long-term construction, bogging everyone down from approaching Humber Bridge. And then that same construction, except on the westbound side of the Gardner. That's slowing everyone down, starting from approaching Spadina. Buy two pairs of glasses from $149 at Specsavers and choose sunglasses as your second pair to get polarized lenses for free. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
And Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun on 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so if you've been listening to Can't Beat Gurdeep, this game's been going for almost 4 years now. You know that, yeah, there's some random stuff I know, but there's also soft spots, areas where I'm exposed. There's certain questions, I will be honest, where when you start a question down a certain path, I tense up a little bit because I'm like,
ooh.
Like when you start anything with the word star or wars, I'm kind of like, Jabba the Hutt. I don't know.
You don't know.
Lip blorp, bleep bloop. I don't know.
Superhero movie? Forget about it.
Yeah. You asked one recently about what was the movie Ryan Reynolds was in before Deadpool, like a superhero movie that flopped. And I was like, I know he was green. I know it sucked. I know it, Canadians were ashamed of it.
In fairness, even he was ashamed of it. He came out publicly and said, like, that was the worst movie he ever did.
And then I thought I fared pretty well. I was like, Green Goblin. I'm like, I know I'm in the wheelhouse, but it doesn't feel right.
Everybody loves the superhero Green Goblin.
That's a real thing, though, isn't it? Green Goblin's a real villain.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, it's a real thing.
Okay.
And it was Green Lantern. I'm like, I'm on the board, but I got it wrong. So anything superhero, if I hear Harry Potter, if I hear Lord of the Rings, if I hear Game of Thrones, I don't know.
I think that I do feel like you got a little bit more Harry Potter knowledge after you went to go see it as a Mervish production.
That's true.
I feel like you know your little...
The big guy who has to shave Griswold, Grimelda. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about? What's the big guy?
And what's that game they play?
Hagrid, huh?
They play a game.
Hopscotch.
A game of...
Sasquatch.
Quidditch.
Glibble Globble. Ah, yeah, okay. Okay, don't ask any Harry Potter questions.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you're
Are
right.
Are you a Slurby?
Okay.
Slurby Derby?
Oh,
are
my
you,
goodness.
What house are you in? You're in Slurby Derby.
I so wish we were playing Camp Beaker Deep right now because this is the most sort of uneasy I've seen you. Like, no confidence right now. In answering any of these questions.
Puffy Smokey? You're in the Puffy Smokey house.
You know what?
This
is what it would sound like if 4 years ago when they created this game, they called it Can't Beat Pooja, and then they found out very quickly that I'm very beatable because I would be answering like you right now. I don't remember anything. There's no recall. You have an incredible memory. I think that helps you.
It just gave me a terrifying thought. You're saying your recall is like... What just happened to me? What happens to me with Harry Potter and Star Wars? That's your recall for everything?
Yes, that's my whole life.
I don't think I'd want to go on. It's awful.
It's called brain fog, okay? And there's a lot of people who are dealing with it. I just bring it to work and get to do it publicly for your enjoyment, and it counts as content.
Well, listen, maybe the Quizmaster will be feeling mean one of these days, and we'll stack the deck with Harry Potter and Star Wars, and maybe that could be you. We play every morning just after 8:30, Tuesday to Friday, all summer. Get ready to text WIN and your full name to 981-981.
98.1 CHFI.
Try.
We usually don't repeat a single song between 9 and 5. But today, we'll do it.
When you hear it, call 416-872-2434.
Be caller 16 and win instant cash.
And a chance at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so here's something I've been seriously thinking about. Every summer, I spend a week just outside of beautiful Collingwood, Ontario to unwind, unplug, and just hit the reset button. It's simple, and it is my favorite trip all year. So while I'm out small-towning it, crushing a wheel on Georgian Bay, my place is just going to be sitting empty. Why not let it help pay for the trip? And as Pooja said to me, why don't you Airbnb your place while you're gone? So I've been looking into hosting on Airbnb, and it sounds like a great idea and more doable than I thought. Especially with Airbnb's new co-host network. I can hire a local co-host to take care of my home and guests. They can do everything from creating the listing to providing on-site support. So it doesn't feel like a huge commitment. It's just, here's my place in downtown Toronto. I'm away for a week, so if someone wants to stay here, sweet. If my space can help subsidize my affinity for overpriced but delicious small-town gelato, that feels like a missed opportunity if I don't do it. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
It's not the dark you have to be afraid of. It's what's hiding within it. The Shaw Festival presents Wait Until Dark. In a New York apartment, a blind woman becomes the target of ruthless criminals. As night falls, she must use all her wits to survive. Don't miss this heart-stopping thriller. Wait Until Dark at the Shaw. For tickets, go to shawfest.com.
Color is a language.
Color is a language.
Blue speaks of youth, sincerity, truth, and spirituality. It speaks of the heights of the heavens and the depths of the sea.
A blue diamond would look fabulous in your engagement ring.
The color of your diamond announces who you are.
Red is the color of fire and life, energy and determination. But mostly it speaks of passion.
What about pink?
Soft, light, and quiet red. Pink is the color of romance, joy, sexuality, and love.
Pink diamond is lovely and exotic.
What does yellow mean, Sarah?
Yellow is sunshine, happiness, and light-hearted energy. Yellow is spontaneous and cheerful.
Is yellow the kind of color that would buy a sailboat and sail around the world?
Maybe.
Created in the heart of a miniature star, Spence has diamonds that are pink, yellow, and blue.
Which is the color for you?
Spence.
Wow!
Across from Scarborough Town Center, near Square One in Mississauga, and next to Colossus Theater in Vaughan.
Whether you've recently moved into a new home, expanded your business, acquired new farm equipment, or grown your family, you can count on Wawanisa to be there for you. As a proudly Canadian mutual insurer since 1896, we've always supported Canadians in good times and bad. Business, farm, home, life and group, auto. Just say the word, Wawanisa. Visit wawanisa.com to find a broker today.
Hey, is that a new air conditioner?
Yep, I got a cool deal from Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning. No interest and no payments till next summer.
What's the catch?
No catch, no interest, no payments for 12 months. So I'm staying cool and saving money.
Thanks for the tip.
No problem, but this limited time offer ends June 30th, so you better hurry.
Call Atlas Care today and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, good to see you. Is that bubble wrap on your foot?
Yeah, I've been hiding my gross toe.
Oh, that's toenail fungus.
It just looks gross.
It's actually a contagious infection that won't go away on its own. It can get worse and spread to other nails if you don't treat it.
Not my other toes.
But there are prescription treatments that can be applied directly to the nail.
Think you might have toenail fungus? Talk to your doctor.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
CHFI News.
Toronto police are asking for your help finding a suspect wanted in connection with an unprovoked assault against a woman at a TTC station last week. Investigators say it happened at Broadview Station just before 2:30 in the afternoon on Thursday of last week. The man described as in his 50s, 6'2" with a medium build, last seen wearing a red golf shirt, black rain jacket, and brown cargo pants. You can see his picture right now at toronto.citynews.ca. President Donald Trump's new ban on travel to the U.S. by citizens.